从中国移民的卡车司机雷培已经从业十多年，专跑洛杉矶地区的各个码头和仓库。他指出塞港问题对卡车运输的影响。
我去公司差不多九点，然后呢，公司会有一个 dispatcher， 然后安排我第一个 trip， 大概九点到十点的一个 appointment。
卡车每天看似井然有序，在港内排队提货卸货，但卡车司机每天工作的时间因为最近塞港而充满不确定性。
通常我们如果说从码头排队进去到提个柜子出来，两个小时算是正常，但是一碰到不正常的情况下呢，那就完全没法控制时间了。最多的一次我在里边待了九个小时。
货物塞港的问题也凸显长久以来供应链上劳工工时管理的问题。
You know, when I look at the electronic working logs of the drivers that, you know, that I'm fortunate to analyze that data, they're consistently underutilized by something like 40%. The way we conventionally schedule our truck drivers for pickup and delivery, and then the way we treat them with a particularly low value on their time, we're setting a cap on the amount of hours that they can drive, and it's right around 6.5 hours per day.
As respect to, you know, a working person is, I'm compensated for my time. My time is used efficiently. You know, if something goes wrong, you know, it doesn't come out of my paycheck, you know. And unfortunately, trucking is real. Some segments of trucking, like that port trucking that you mentioned earlier, is really designed so that when there's a problem, the driver doesn't get paid.
Do you make money when you wait?
Oh, lose money, you know. Everybody lose money. Nobody want to wait in the port.
尽管面临挑战，卡车运输行业仍然非常热门，许多人考虑转职投入其中。
In this country, so far, still have huge lack of demand regarding the driver, professional drivers, quality drivers, safer drivers. We do have enough truck, but we do not have enough good quality drivers. See, you not only need to know what is your load, you need to know the container, you need to know the chassis, you need to know the tractor together.
同时，拜登政府希望扩大培训项目，以及训练辅导退伍军人转职，解决卡车司机短缺问题。宾夕法尼亚大学的维塞利教授指出，卡车司机行业已经是许多劳工中年转业的选择。
A lot of people who go into truck driving, they're coming from another career. Maybe they're coming from the military. Maybe they're coming from a job that was automated or offshored. Maybe they're a blue collar worker who, you know, just simply can't do, you know, the carpentry or plumbing they did because their body's aging a little bit and they're looking to make a career move.
现在因为餐馆相对来说不是很景气，所以很多有做餐馆的他改成做卡车司机了。然后呢，现在因为我们做卡车司机考的 license 可以用中文笔试，所以说相对来说我们中国人学的也就更多了。
美国卡车协会表示，估计卡车司机短缺8万人。美国之音记者奥沙利文，特约记者陈博宇，洛杉矶报道。